Hours before Ohio Governor John Kasich delivered a 10-minute speech to the Republican National Convention, he was musing about whether he'd flop or fly.
The two I've spoken, or which I've spoken, like, didn't go all that great. And we'll see. Either we'll have three in a row of not good talks, or maybe the third is a charm.
After he was done, the consensus among the Ohio delegates was that John Kasich was charming. By honing in on the story of Ohio's economic recovery after suffering what the governor describes as an $8 billion deficit.
The actions that we took were not always easy, and the actions that we took were not always popular. But you know what? When you get yourself in public service, you must lead and you must do what is necessary. And I want to tell you the good news of where we are today. I told you a minute ago that when we came into office, we were 48th in job creation. You know where we are today? We're fourth in America in job creation and number one in the Midwest.
Kasich focused solely on economics in his speech. The closest he came to social issues was when he spoke of jobs.
The greatest moral issue in America today is job creation. We had lost 400,000 jobs. Our people were hurting and our families were hurting as a result of the recession.
Ohio House Speaker Bill Batchelder was among those praising the speech as dead on.
And I think tonight that was just outstanding. I think when he gave the numbers on what had happened in Ohio, 48th to 4th, I think that's the kind of thing that really rings a bell. And we find in our polling that the people know a lot more than they get credit for. A lot of them realize that we really turned a corner.
Of course, most of the Ohio delegates showed up prepared to love the speech. They had center court seats in the arena, and signs of support weren't even enough. Some held up red balloons spelling out Ohio and Kasich. But Democrats back home were not impressed. Just about the time Kasich began his speech, Democrats were texting, tweeting, and emailing about Kasich's, quote, fairy tale, and reminding reporters of the negatives. Ed Fitzgerald is Cuyahoga County's chief executive, and he's often mentioned as a likely challenger to Kasich in 2 years. He prepared a video to rebut Kasich. In part, it detailed the role of President Obama's auto bailout in Ohio's resurgence.
When those thousands of jobs were at risk, when the industry was literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, John Kasich and Mitt Romney had the exact same position. Mitt Romney famously said that we should let Detroit go bankrupt, and John Kasich called it throwing good money after bad. Rescuing an industry that touches 1 in 8 Ohio jobs cannot be called a bad investment.
Fitzgerald also accused Kasich of balancing Ohio's budgets on the backs of local governments and schools.
Last year, the Kasich budget raided funding to cities, counties, and schools, and they diverted it to their own state government. As you would expect, the Kasich budget then created a ripple effect of cuts to teachers, police officers, and firefighters.
Bill Curran is an honorary Republican delegate. He's also the recently retired mayor of Pepper Pike, who had to live with some of those cuts.
He did cut out some things that hit the cities, like to take the local government fund in half, killing the estate tax, and other unfunded mandates have been passed down locally. But by the same token, he has pointed out, and the mayors of the communities know it, we have got to cut out some expenses. We could save a lot through reducing a lot of redundancies, by more sharing of services, by some consolidations, and yes, even maybe some mergers.
Another Ohioan will play on the national stage tomorrow. Ohio's U.S. Senator Rob Portman will speak, and like Kasich, he promises the speech will focus on economics, the debt, and tax reform. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze in Tampa.